Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Club Coach podcast. Can't even speak this morning. Episode number 51. I hope we are all well today. Today it is the 16th of May 2024. It's a Thursday, but obviously you may be listening to this on another day. So yeah, today I want to talk about my kind of tagline that's been on a lot of my kind of content this week has been "fuck you, look at me." And so this is going back, right back to the beginning of my journey with the kind of personal development and transformation and empowerment. Very much so came from a place of pain. I spoke about this before, so it came from a place of feeling having very, very low self-worth, having low self-esteem, low self-love, quite a kind of shadow of myself, painted a big smile on the outside, but inside was really, really crumbling and didn't really have a lot of didn't have a lot of ambition. I didn't have a lot of drive. I didn't have a lot of self-belief. And I was in a relationship that was really, really toxic. And upon that relationship ending, which thankfully happened at the beginning of lockdown, my body transformation was very much fuck you, look at me, I'll show you. And this stemmed from a lot of kind of a emotional manipulation over the years within that relationship, where I was quite often belittled for my weight and my appearance. In one sense, there was a sentence that got said to me that was, "You've got a pretty face, but shame about the rest of you." And that was something that really, really stuck and really kind of cut really deep. So I suppose my initial reason for transformation was more a case of "I'll show you" type thing. So it did come from a place of, I suppose, a bit of resentment, a place of pain, a place of that hold two fingers up type thing. However, quickly that did change into it being more about me and less about anybody else, and more about how this journey will serve me and what it brings me and the goodness that it brings me and the empowerment that it brings me and the self-worth and the self-love and the self-belief that it brings me. And when that moment switched, and I actually don't know if I can put my finger on that, like a moment, so to speak. But when that moment switched into be it coming from a place of self-love rather than a place of self-hate, it really, really amplified and accentuated, and if that's even a word, and became a much more beautiful process, a much more powerful process, because it was no longer me hating myself to something. It was now, this lifts me up, this lights me up, this makes me feel in a way that makes me feel good about myself. And I think it's really, really important to recognize that actually, when you are focusing on the good gets better, as that old saying goes. Energy, there's another wee quote, I love a quote. There's another wee quote that's energy flows where attention goes. And the minute it became about looking for my life to be the best life for me, the best life for my kids, the best life for what is going to serve me, what is going to push me, what is going to drive me. Like I said, so much more things lit up, so much more things came true, and so many more things happened that catapulted my success, both personally and professionally. And I suppose a lot of that came from that self-belief. So that when you have more self-belief within yourself, that then trickles into like every other aspect of your life. It trickles into all the people that you surround yourself with. And that's a big one as well, who you surround yourself with, because if people don't believe in you and you have a lack of self-belief as well, then that is a recipe for disaster. So we want to make sure we are surrounding ourselves with people who do have that belief. And not that other people's belief matters, because your belief matters more. And building that trust with yourself. So this wasn't like, my transformation has been years now. It's been 4 years. And it's been tiny, tiny, tiny changes over those 4 years that have now multiplied and magnified into a massive transformation, both physically, internally, spiritually, emotionally, you name it, professionally, personally. But nothing was ever like a massive overhaul. And anytime I tried to make it an overhaul, it didn't really work because it was so far away from who I was that I didn't have that trust within myself to be that person, if that makes sense. So my biggest lesson in all of this is absolutely sometimes it needs to come from a place of pain. Sometimes it needs to be you hit rock bottom. There's nowhere else to go but up, 100%. But we want to then switch that perspective and switch that story and then start to think about, right, this is I'm doing this for me, not to be against me. And building that self-belief over a period of time and looking at the long game instead of the short game. Absolutely, you need little short goals and short kind of things to celebrate and things to reach for. But recognize that change takes time. And if you have a lot of that lack of self-worth and lack of self-belief will stem away, way, way, way back into your childhood. And when you start doing a lot of this personal development and you start reaching out and you start opening kind of new doors and having much more light bulb moments, you can really, really see all the reasons as to why you are who you are and why you do what you do. And that's not pointing any fingers. It's just, it is what it is. It's part of learning. It's part of development. It's part of growing up. So definitely, my biggest advice would be switch your negative correlation with yourself and what you're doing to transform. Switch it from the negative to the positive. What will this bring you? What will this mean for you in the future? What hopes and dreams do you have for the future, and how is it you're going to get there? From a place of love, from a place of empowerment, from a place of being inspiring yourself and being inspired by others. So a wee short but sweet one today. I'm heading off to a funeral today, which again, sometimes like these moments as well, they totally put things into perspective. I'm going to a funeral today of a guy who was in his 50s or 60s, gym goer, top guy, like such a optimistic outlook on life. And it's sad that he's not here anymore because of a cruel disease. But it makes you put things into perspective. Like you're here on this earth for a period of time, so make that period of time the best it can be for you. So I'll leave that with you. I hope you have a magical, magical day, magical week, and I'll be back with you next week. See you later.